So many updates. I've been lax in lexing. I've been lex-lax. That sounds like, anyway. So, yeah, so many updates. First of all, before we even get to the theme song, let me say this. I launched a new website, because why not? lexontech.org. Check it out. Inspired directly by some of the great sites out there that talk about Apple and other tech stuff. I saw a Mastodon post that was talked about. Wow. Now my HomePod is trying to talk to us. But I was inspired in part by a post I saw on Mastodon saying, why aren't there more Apple websites that just talk about, here's some great apps? So I was like, I'm going to start with that. But it's not going to just be about great apps. It's going to be all kinds of things. And I'm very happy with it so far. I'm publishing like a madman, because if I have something to say, I write it down. It's fun working for yourself. Anyway, please check out lexontech.org. Anyway, let's do an episode. I've got my own topics plus topics from when I asked listeners for topics that I'll get to one of today, too. Here we go.
Your daily Lex.
Okay, we already talked about lexontech.org. You may remember that because it was 12 seconds ago. But I also want to say, you may recall I had spoken on this show about how I was going to audition for Noises Off. Lauren and I watched the movie, and then we decided we auditioned for the play and whatever. It was fun. I was very happy with the monologue I did. Callbacks, I was okay. Like, there was a part that I wanted. It's played by John Ritter in the movie, and I thought he had the funniest physical comedy. Not the biggest male role, but the one that I thought looked the most fun. And Lauren and I both got cast in the show. I did not get the part that I wanted. I got the biggest male part in the show, played by Michael Caine in the movie, the director of the play within the play. And our first rehearsal of tonight. It's not like I'm sad about getting an even bigger role. It's just, you know, it's one I didn't think I was necessarily suited for, but the director of the show itself, Derek, clearly does. So looking forward to that. Lauren and I haven't done a show together in a while, and it should be fun. So I'm looking forward to that. First rehearsal tonight. Did I mention lexontech.org? I know I did. I'm just excited about it. I want people, like, if you build a site and nobody reads it, does it count? And people are reading it, but, you know, you get it. Go look. Anyway, Casey Liss had suggested the topic of electric cars ain't bad. That is very true. Here are various thoughts on electric cars. There was a time years ago now when I was like, I don't want to buy gas cars anymore. Gas cars are not good for the world. I want to stop buying gas cars if I can afford it and if I can make it work. And my first electric car was a Nissan Leaf. I didn't want a hybrid. I wanted an electric car. I didn't want to get more gas. The Nissan Leaf was an awesome car, a lovely car. I genuinely loved it. I had an early one. It had about a 90-mile range if it was warm, slow, and downhill. I remember there was a time I took my in-laws to the airport, which is about a 40-minute drive, and I had to stop and charge on the way back because I had, you know, not gone slow on the way there. It sucked. The range anxiety in that car was real. There was one time when I drove some friends to a thing, and on the way back, we were in the single digits of miles left on the thing, and it was scary. It was warning us. It was like, we're going to shut off the air now for you. Not great. So then I got Teslas. We start with the Model S. And I freely admit, I will love that car. We still have that car. It has more than 100,000 miles on it. I've never driven a car to 100,000 plus miles before. Good car. Later, we got the Model X. I mostly got the Model X because when I had the Model S that replaced the Leaf, eventually Lauren's like, you keep taking the Model S to the bus stop and leaving it at the bus stop all day. And I drive all over the place. And so it makes more sense for you to drive the minivan that takes gas, and I'll take the S. And while that made intellectual sense, I was like, but I want to drive the Tesla. So I got another Tesla. Then, as you may know, it turned out that Elon Musk is a anti-Semitic, racist, transphobic piece of shit. So we grew less and less fond of our Tesla. We did the biggest protest we could do, which was put stickers on them that talked about how we don't like Elon. We were one of those people. We did really buy them before Elon had shown his true colors. When you see the ones with like the solid light bars, you know, oh, they bought those after Elon had proven himself to be human garbage. And you can judge them, as I do. But yeah, I am not a big fan of, especially our X, which has been not a lemon, but closer to a lemon than, I don't know, a Pink Lady apple, my favorite kind of apple. It's had too many problems. So we still have the X, but not for very long. At some point, I got the R1S. We had already been all electric for a while, but we knew we needed a third car as my kids started being able to drive, or at least two of them. And so we got the Rivian R1S, which is awesome. I love it. We pre-ordered the R2, and our new R2 should arrive. That's the new Rivian in a couple weeks. People sometimes say, what's Rivian? It's another electric car company. It competes with Tesla. It's not run by a person as horrible as the person who runs Tesla. They make now three different electric cars. So when we get the R2, we will finally get rid of the X, which we're all excited about. The R2 will be Lauren's. I'll continue to drive the R1S, and then our kid will have access to the, or two of our kids really so far, will have access to the Model S. So that's our electric cars. I love driving electric cars. I love at a red light how you can just kind of gun it and you don't feel like you're wasting any gas, because you're not. And I love the innovations with interface and what cars can be. I know that Casey gets really annoyed that Rivian and most electric car companies don't support CarPlay. I have used a third-party CarPlay head unit in my Rivian for a while. I will say CarPlay has been extremely annoying to me in the iOS 27 beta, so hopefully they get that sorted out. And I'm never blown away by CarPlay. There are things I really like about it, but there are things that are not great either. So some of Rivian's UI is great, some of it is not. And there's actually a big update coming to the Rivian interface in the coming weeks, so I'm intrigued to see how that shakes out too. Anyway, I do like electric cars. I am, with the current administration, nothing surprises me, but I am surprised we haven't gotten to a place where we're saying all cars should be electric by X or must be electric by some date. If we have said that, it's not loud enough. Anyway, that's all I got. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. And did I mention LexonTech.org? Goodbye.
Lex.